I'm Megan Hillica, a mother to a large family, a wife, business owner, homeschooling mom, and this podcast shows you how to find joy in motherhood, even when it's busy, overwhelming, and chaotic, so that you can have peace, energy, and be the mom you thought you would be. We'll talk about mental health, business, homemaking, marriage, raising kids, and more, all the ups and downs that a mother might experience in her life as she raises her family. This is the Joyful Mom Podcast. Hello, this is Megan Hillica. I'm your host, and today we're going to talk about sitting in the question, sitting in the unknown. And I want to just kind of update you first on what I was doing just last week. I don't know if you care about it or not, but I'm still going to tell you about it anyways. So last week I went to Arizona and I got to spend some time with some friends there, and particular one friend. We went on a hike and I went on three different hikes with her, which was so amazing. I definitely got some hikes and movement in to make up for all the sitting I did. So I also went there for a business retreat type place. I have a business coach. I joined a group coaching program that we have, these in-person live events that are very incredible. I have hosted live events in the past, one in retreat, and I do want to do them in the future. I don't know when that's going to happen again. At some point, I do want to do another retreat because they are so incredible to get in person with people. This kind of live event was really nice for me as somebody who works in the online space, who does podcasting and has a course and coaching and all of this stuff, because everybody in that room does the same thing. So they all have their own different types of work that they do, but they all understand when I say you're talking about a podcast and talking about all the things that is behind the scenes. There's so much. You listen to the podcast, but there is a million things behind the scene that is going on. That has been a huge learning curve that definitely has tested my brain and my learning skills and my capacity to sit in the unknown, I guess, which is what we're going to talk about. But to be in the learning, to be in where your brain feels confused and you feel a little bit overwhelmed and you're like, I don't understand this, like all of that. So that has been super amazing. So I spent that time in Arizona going to this retreat, and also hanging out with my friend, and then now back home, back to life, and really just diving deep into my business and helping all of you, whether it's through my podcast, through my program, Get Rid of Anxiety and Trauma for Good program. I do take very few one-on-one clients, and yeah, I'm just focusing on that right now. I have been getting responses and messages that have really warmed my heart about how this has been helping. And that is what I do. That's why I'm here, is to change this experience of anxiety and trauma to where there's just this freedom and this ease in your life where it just doesn't exist anymore, which is what I experience in my life now. So let's talk about sitting in the question. This is something that has come up with one-on-one clients and inside of Get Rid of Trauma and Anxiety program, for Good program. It's this idea of wanting to know the future, wanting to have everything figured out before you can take certain steps. If you have all the answers, then you can do something. Or if you can prepare for every situation, then you can know the future. Then you can prevent pain or hardship, or if you just prepare enough, right? And it's very challenging to sit in something that you don't know, or you don't know the future. None of us know the future. None of us know the future, but we all want to know the future. Does this sound familiar for you? I've had this realization again and again that I just sit in the unknown. I do not know my future. I do not know what is going to happen next. yes, we can plan, yes, we can prepare, and maybe there's some of us who plan and prepare more than others. I would probably be on the other extreme of not planning and not preparing, where I could learn a little bit more about planning and preparing. And actually, this just popped into my mind right now. A friend had mentioned that, you know, if she's not anxious or if she's not stressed, then maybe she's not going to plan, or maybe she's not going to prepare enough and she will mess up or something like that. So these are the kind of things that come up for us. But what happens when that angst and anxiety of what will happen, or if we didn't plan or prepare enough, what will happen? We don't know for sure. What happens if it starts to take over your life? What happens when this becomes like a problem? Maybe for you it's not a problem, whatever, that's fine, no big deal. But it's when it's starting to like affect your enjoyment of your life, or like you might notice, like, I do all these things, but then I don't even enjoy the process because I'm so stressed out and anxious and worried about it. And it's not even fun anymore. It takes all the fun out of it, even though it might have been something that was supposed to be fun. Anyways, I feel like I'm kind of going off track, but I'm going to share this idea with you that I've been using myself actually quite often. And it's a good thing to practice, is this practice of sitting in the question. Sitting in the unknown. Practice sitting in the uncomfortable. And I know maybe you're listening and you're like, Megan, I do not like to be uncomfortable. That is like the worst thing. I hate being uncomfortable. Sitting in the unknown is very uncomfortable. It's nice to have it all figured out. I get it. To have our plans, to know which direction we're going. It feels good. You get excited. But the unknown is very uncomfortable. So allowing yourself to just be in it, even though it feels so uncomfortable, is a huge gift to yourself. And I'm going to share a few reasons why. The more you allow yourself to sit in discomfort, the more you become okay with being uncomfortable. Actually, the more comfortable you become. I'll say that again, because I know it can sound kind of confusing. The more you sit in discomfort, the more you lean into uncomfortable feelings, sensations, emotions, actually, the more comfortable you become. So see someone who is trying so hard to control the future, who wants to know every situation, who wants to understand everything before taking a step. Do you think that they are generally more comfortable or more uncomfortable than someone who is just taking it as it comes, who plans, but doesn't have to have all the details figured out, or if they're just leaning into the discomfort of it? When you practice being uncomfortable, what happens is the more you become okay with it, because it's like your capacity to handle discomfort expands. And suddenly things that used to make you super uncomfortable just aren't a big deal anymore. Take an example. You can come up with your own example in your life. Or if you think about driving, okay? So the first time I drove a car, I was so uncomfortable. It was so scary because I didn't know where I was going. I didn't know how to stop. I like slam on the brakes. And then I felt like I was taking up the whole road. I didn't even know how to drive on the road. I didn't know what was the brake, what was the pedal. Now I don't even think about it. It doesn't even cross my mind, right? So when we do something that's uncomfortable, and when I say earlier, I mentioned learning something, practicing learning something is so uncomfortable, because when you don't understand it or don't know it, it's uncomfortable because we'd like to have all the answers and figure it out and know how to do it right out of the gate, right? But learning how to do something, you have to go through a phase that's kind of uncomfortable to get to the point of knowing how to do it really well. But when you don't have the answers and you just sit in the discomfort, practicing sitting in that discomfort it really expands your ability to sit in discomfort, which I know it sounds kind of like a funny muscle to grow, right? Like we talk about practicing, like growing a muscle or whatever, but it's really true, because what happens if you keep avoiding or running from anything that makes you uncomfortable? It's like your capacity shrinks. It gets smaller. Suddenly, things that were scary become terrifying, and things similar to it become uncomfortable. And then your container gets smaller and smaller and smaller. So, is it uncomfortable to sit in the question, to sit in the unknown? Yes, absolutely. It is for me too. But I feel like the more you practice sitting in it, actually the easier it gets. And overall, you'll find yourself so much better off, with so much more expansion and capacity to experience life and be yourself and do what you want to do. And you're not in this cage that just keeps getting smaller and smaller. Okay. So the other part I wanted to touch on is when you don't want to be uncomfortable, it can cause so much more anxiety. So it's like this experience of, if anything goes wrong, or if something's not happening how you thought and it becomes uncomfortable, it can all fuel anxiety. So like, say you have this question, why is my chest tight? You say your chest is tight. You start experiencing sensations in your body. My chest is tight. Why is my chest tight? Why is my heart pounding? Why am I lightheaded? And all these questions actually fuel the anxiety rather than doing anything to calm it down. So if you find yourself panicking over discomfort in your body or mind, can you practice being okay with it? Who cares if your heart is pounding? Who cares if you're lightheaded? See if you can just be in those sensations and in that moment. This is kind of related. I don't know. I'm just kind of rambling, I feel like, in this episode, but just come along with me. I'm going to dive into this too. Sometimes when we ask a question, or we have a question in our life, like, what am I supposed to do next? Is this the right thing for me? Is this what I'm supposed to do? Something I really like to do, and this feels really good to me, is I might ask a question before going to sit in a silence or like in a meditation. So if I'm going to focus on my breath, might set a timer for 20 minutes. I might ask a question, think about a question, and then sit in that silence. And sometimes the answer comes to me and sometimes not. And the key here is to learn to be okay with not knowing, to not having all the answers. We rarely have all the answers. I don't have all the answers. I have like almost zero of the answers, I feel like. Like, we don't know the future. And I tell you, Justin and I planned our whole year this year in January, which was so fun and exciting. And our year looks nothing like it did. Even 3 weeks after we made our plans, we planned our year, and 3 weeks later, our life was completely different. So yes, plan, and then know that we don't know the future, and we don't know why, and we don't always have to know all the answers. Sometimes we don't know why, but we just know it's right for us. We can't see clearly where it's going, and it doesn't make sense in so many ways, but it's just the right thing. So if you have a question that you're struggling with and wanting the answer to it, can you just practice being in a space of letting go of control over the question and needing to know the answer and just be with it? Be in that space of unknown. It's very difficult for me to describe this feeling, but the more I relax into the unknown, it's like a feeling in my body, a spaciousness in my body. I just be in that, and not having to get an answer or know the answer, so much angst, anxiety, worry, and fear disappears. It completely disappears. It's almost like in this space of trusting, like, I don't have to know the answer, and I'm going to trust that it's all going to get figured out. And I don't know how, I don't know what's going to happen, but I'm just going to trust that it's going to get figured out in the best way possible. So, little bite-sized tips from me, I guess. I thought this would be shorter. It was a little bit longer than I thought, but that's totally okay. Let me know if you try this out. Message me on Instagram at Megan_Hillica. Follow me there. And let me know. I love to connect with you. I'm always rooting for you. Also, I'm currently hosting weekly live classes. These classes are all about the secret to healing triggers and anxiety and to teach you how you can experience a trigger-free and anxiety-free life. I've been getting some great feedback from these classes and they've been so fun to connect with you. Go to www.meganhillicacoaching.com/join us to save your free spot on this live class. And as always, take care. I'll see you next week. If you like this podcast and you have been dealing with anxiety, the effects of trauma, or have sometimes wondered why you act or feel a certain way when you logically know it doesn't make any sense, then come work with me, where we can together make a difference for you with anxiety, triggers, and traumas that you've been dealing with so they no longer show up at all. Go to meganhillica.com/beanxietyfree to get started with me or schedule a free 20-minute consult at the bottom of the page.